This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. Wake up!
Coming up on a Friday.
Save that.
Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Let's get our heads right on a Friday. Great to be here with all of you that are listening. Thank you for being here all week. It's been a lot of fun. This is our final day out at spring training this morning. Wanted to thank both of my compatriots here for a phenomenal trip. You guys are incredible at what you do, both of you. That's Ben Higgins to my right. He is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Great job this week, Benny.
Thank you, Woodsy. I'm a little sad because as I was driving into the complex this morning, I realized it probably won't be here until at least 11 more months,
yeah,
until maybe fantasy camp next year. And
yeah,
it's like, wow, it went fast. We were here twice in a month, and now say goodbye to it for another year.
Yeah, there's really no reason to come back out here, after it's over, until fantasy camp next year.
I think that's the Peoria Tourism Department slogan. There's really no other reason to come out.
Holy crap.
There's really no other reason to come out here.
Peoria, 2 days is enough. Twice a year is plenty. Out here in Peoria.
Don't overstay your welcome.
Yeah, for real. To Betty's right is the great Paul Reindl, executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great?
Yeah, I said the same thing the other night, Benny. Woodsy and I were grabbing some dinner, and I just said, God, it's wild. I mean, we were just here like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then we come back out for spring training, and then just gone for another year.
That's it. That is it, man. It all goes quickly.
I do think about some of our friends who work here year-round inside the Padres facility, because even though, you know, the major leaguers will be gone in a few weeks and the season will start, this place is actually 12 months a year, whether it's minor leaguers, guys coming in on rehab. There's always some activity here. It's not open to the public, obviously, all year long, but there are staffers who are based out of Arizona, and they work all year long for the Padres, but they remain here in
Peoria.
There
are so many, like, 17- and 18-year-old kids,
yeah, dude,
that this is their job.
Yeah,
their 9-to-5 is,
yep,
showing up to the Peoria Sports Complex 6-7 days a week and working out and taking grounders and hitting in the cages.
Sounds like a great gig, if you can get it.
Yeah.
It's a great gig if you can get it.
Why didn't I do that?
I know. Why didn't I do that, too? It wasn't good enough, certainly, but man, it's been a hell of a week. There's no question. I've had a really good experience out here. Oh no.
Oh boy.
Except for that, just now. Everything's fine. I'm good. Everything's fine.
Jump in.
No, I don't need any. Heimlich or anything.
No.
I had that last time I was here. But man, it's been great. It's always fun to go on the road with my guys here. And I did a live stream last night that was a little heavy, to be honest with you. And just thankful for both of you guys for being there for me, as always. But it's been fun. Now, I do want to ask the question. All right, listen. Nobody say anything, and just everyone listen. You know what you hear?
I can hear the 101 loop freeway in the distance.
Yeah, cars whirring by, whizzing by. It is.
You guys all fired up for the show this morning?
It is as dead.
It is quiet here.
It's eerily quiet.
There is one security guard as we walked in, and I have not seen another soul yet this morning.
Nor have I. I just want to ask the question. I'm just asking the question. Why didn't we do this from our house, our Airbnb, where it's warm, it's indoor, it's cozy, there's a crushed green velvet chairs and couches. We could have cuddled up on the couch in a blanket. You know, made breakfast. Why are we here right now?
Well, I can give you a couple of logical reasons.
Okay, and then give me the real one.
The logical reason would be, even though it's quiet now, hopefully by the end of the show, there is some activity going on here. You know, the major leaguers don't have to show up until this afternoon because they have a game tonight against the Mariners at the stadium over there. So they get a bit of a late start. But there will be, as you said, you know, minor leaguers, there'll be activity and hubbub, and some coaches may come by, and who knows what we could be missing if we weren't here. Secondly, I believe checkout time at our Airbnb is 10 a.m. Mountain, which means we would have had to have left 3 hours into the show to allow whoever the next people who are going to be moving in and the cleaning staff.
Annie and Elston could have done an extra hour early from the Airbnb.
We couldn't have stayed at our Airbnb for the entire 4 hours, but honestly, you know, we're kind of here for... to say we're here.
Give me the real reason.
It's to say we're here. We're live at the Peoria Sports Complex, which, if you're back in San Diego and you don't know any better, you might think would be an important thing this morning for the flagship radio station if it wasn't for you sitting here telling everybody how quiet it is. We could pretend with Theater of the Mind.
All right, we got activity
going on in the fields here.
Ethan, good luck, buddy. Have a good session in the cage. Yeah. Thank you, Frankie. Paulie and I had a great, probably my best customer service experience. We had the best customer service experience of our lives this morning. I'm going to tell you about it. As you know, like I chewed tobacco for a long, long time and am quitting, you know, have quit chewing tobacco. And so I used the nicotine pouches, the Zyn, to get me through so that I'm not homicidal. Because I'll be honest with you, and I think a lot of you guys can relate, painfully addicted to
addiction, their withdrawal symptoms and everything if you try to stop.
Well, and you're also talking to someone that eats pens for breakfast. Like, I have a serious oral fixation. Anybody that knows me knows that. So the Zyns actually, they saved me, you know, really. And, you know, I'm not promoting them. I'm not telling everybody how great they are. I'm just telling you, like, a lot of people use nicotine pouches. A lot of people use the nicotine gum, whatever. I don't like either of those. So I go with the Zyns. Now, in California, they have banned every flavor except for cardboard. That's the only flavor you can get is cardboard.
It's an odd flavor.
It is odd. It's very strange.
A mix of chalk.
You put it in, you're like, it doesn't taste like anything. It's terrible. Now, I get it. You know, you don't want to market to little kids, so you can't have all the flavors and everything else.
Discourage that.
Now, Arizona doesn't care. They don't care about little kids. They could care less. They're like
the Wild West.
We'll sell it. Paulie and I probably could have bought a Colt 45 at that Circle K if we really asked. Well, the guy out front was probably selling something illegal too that we saw. But so we walk in, and there was no one there. It was just me and Paulie and these two ladies behind the counter. And I said, she goes, what can I get you boys?
It's always kind of awkward when we're out here and we try to stock up.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I can't really tell exactly how much you have. You're like,
yes.
I'll just, five of those? Do you have five?
You have five? She goes, she kind of like looked around. She's like, you boys tell me what you need. And I go, I'm going to get like, do you have, and she goes.
She talked like Randy Jones.
She did. She goes, quit looking at the shelf and tell me what you need. And I go, oh, okay. So she goes, lay it on me. And I go, all right, I'm going to do three rolls of cinnamon Zyn threes, please. And she goes, all right, hang on. And I go, oh, I also want some spearmint threes. She goes, no problem. Paulie gave his order. She disappears into the back. She comes out, Ben, with, I think Paulie got a picture of it,
yeah.
a trough, a giant
trough, like box
of Zyns. And she goes, she's like, all right, start digging. So she starts digging through. She pulls them all out, gets us everything we asked for. And he's like, I told you. You don't need to worry about the shelves, all right? You just tell me what you need. And I go, well, you're amazing. You're incredible.
I love you.
So you're saying they have some smart, enterprising business people who realize we're going to have a lot of California tourists
100%.
Here. Over the next few weeks,
yeah.
And let's be stocked up because this is something that they can't get back home that they can get here. So let's be ready for them.
Well, the funny part is you know, you cross into Arizona at Yuma, right? So you get in and you're in Yuma, and there's a gas station there. We stop by there on the way to, you know, let's get our first batch of flavored Zins. And I'm like, all right, give me 14 of these and 7 of those. And she's like, 5 per person. So many people were coming over from California into Yuma, making the drive, picking up a bunch and taking it back. I don't know why you still wouldn't want to sell it.
Well, you do, but you don't want angry people coming after you.
Angry locals.
Who aren't gonna exactly.
Yeah, angry locals and whatever. But let me tell you, if everybody exhibited the amount, she should be running a bank. With her customer service, she should be... She's selling herself short working at Circle K. She was that good at customer service.
I'm glad you had the good experience because I am...
There's a Cadillac dealership across the street from that Circle
K. Go sell
K.
those.
She should be selling caddies.
There's no question.
I am a 49-year-old man, and I still hate having to ask for something that's behind the counter
when
I go. If it's not really out and available, I'll probably just skip it.
Like penthouse letters when you go and you want your latest penthouse letters... Or cherry.
Prophylactics.
Yeah, you know, prophylactics!
Everything that's behind the counter. No, someone asked me to, can you pick me up a pack of cigarettes? I was like on my way somewhere. I'm not a smoker, but, so I've never had to ask for cigarettes.
That was not me.
It wasn't you. It wasn't you, but I did it, and like, I felt so awkward having to ask for something behind the counter. Like, I'm not a person who usually asks for things that are behind counter.
I bet he qualified it, too, by saying, I've actually never asked for cigarettes. These are not for me. I'm not disgusting. So could I just have a pack of Marlboro Lights?
I'm sure the guy buddies. Who's working back there really cared.
He doesn't. I'll tell you that right now. He absolutely does.
Hi,
not.
I'd like to order one nicotine pouch.
One nicotine pouch.
How does this work?
And a Wii magazine, please. Yes. Yeah, that one. Yes, we. OUI. I love her. I would like to stop on the way out and, like, tip her. She was so good. Baby, don't even worry about it. Hey, you don't worry about looking at the shelves, baby. I got you in the bag. And brings that trough out, Paulie. Made my day.
It was awesome.
So I'm loaded up for a while. Probably make another stop, actually, on the way out of town. Yeah, dude, it was a really nice experience this morning.
All right, we will take a quick timeout. Kelly's got some traffic for a Friday morning back in San Diego. Here, though, no traffic at all in front of us. It's remarkably quiet right now at the Peoria Sports Complex.
Fernando Tatis Jr. is running around nude out there.
Come back. We will set the menu. We do have at least one Padres guest, a pretty big one that we know of for sure. And we'll tell you about the rest of the program coming up on a Friday. End of the week with Ben and Woods. End of a really good trip, and we appreciate the Tier 1s. You've kind of been along here with us in spirit on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. That was nice. Sam Levitt, who's not here, he's probably still back at his place this morning since, you know, late start for him today, just sent us like a photo album of our last 2 days here, pictures of us with Manny, Michael King, Luisa Rise, Ruben Niebla. We really did have a spectacular couple of days here talking to just about everybody.
It's an all-timer, man.
I mean, there maybe, you know, we didn't get to talk to Fernando Tatis Jr. again, which is okay. He had the flu, and he's recovering, and, you know, and for some reason, we've just kind of missed him the last
17 years.
Yeah. Or 4 years, at least.
I said on the live stream last night, the last time we talked to Fernando Tatis Jr., I had one child. Just one child. my son Taylor was not even born yet. So it's kind of funny. But hey, man, look, Hannah, my wife was asking me too. She said, which of the guys like in the starting lineup did you miss? And I kind of went through it and I said, well, we missed all the catchers.
Correct.
Missed all the catchers.
Didn't really even see, I didn't see Brett Sullivan.
I saw him for 2 seconds yesterday.
We've
and
seen
I wanted,
Campy a couple of times walking in.
I talked to Campy yesterday. Can I say this about Luis Campusano?
He walked by me.
And he was leaving for the day. We were all packed up. This was late. He left the complex late. Everyone else was gone. And he walked by. I go, Campy, how you doing? He goes, I'm great. And I said, how's the body? He said, feels awesome. And I said, great. And then he walked by and I went, I go, oh, that's the, he's the best smelling human that I have ever smelled in my entire life. And I go, Paulie, I go, smell it. He goes, Paulie goes, oh, dude, I can smell. He was all the way in the parking lot. I go, what the hell is he wearing? He smells amazing. Like, I've never smelled someone, male or female, that smelled as good as Luis Camposano did yesterday.
I would say that's probably important for catchers, given they have to wear the most gear. So it's going to be you're going to be the sweatiest. You're closest to other people on the diamond. You got the umpire right up
on you.
On like, you the whole game. The batters come up. Every single one comes and sees you over the course of the game.
They don't
smell you, but they're close.
They're close, but, like, you're not picking up their scent, maybe.
Probably not, but the umpire is really close.
The umpire is
really
right. He's like right in your ear. You be the catcher. I'll be the umpire.
Can you imagine if you were a bad smelling umpire, how miserable that would be?
So gnarly.
A catcher, like,
strike!
Ugh.
So gnarly. So we saw Campy. So I was going through the starting lineup and I went, all right, we talked to the first baseman, Luis Arraez, which was a highlight of the week for me. We talked to the second baseman, Jake Cronenworth. We talked to the third baseman, Manny Machado. We did not talk to Xander Bogaerts. He did fake phone call us on the first day. I only saw him for a brief second on the second day. We talked to potentially the starting left fielder in Jason Hayward and Connor Joe.
Correct.
We talked to the center fielder, Jackson Merrill. We missed the right fielder, Fernando Tatis Jr. We talked to, of the pitchers, we did not talk to you, Darvish, though I did say hello, shake his hand, give him the new Ben and Wood shirt. He was very appreciative of that. We talked to Michael King. We talked to Dylan Cease. We talked to Joe Musgrove. And we talked to Nick Pivetta, which you guys will hear today.
Talked to Kyle Hart.
Talked to Kyle Hart, who could be in the rotation. So all in all, man, a really successful trip.
Yeah, we don't usually do the interviews that require a translator live.
Yeah.
Those guys
we don't do them unlive either.
No, but those guys absolutely. I will air them like on Channel 10, but then I'll take out their words and just put in the translated words. It's kind of difficult. You've seen Bob Scanlon do it after the game.
Oh,
like a one or two question interview, it's okay. But if you're trying to talk to someone for 10 minutes on the air, having to go through the process of translating and then translating back is it's a little bit of a slog. So not that they don't have valid things to say.
Sure.
I'm sure you absolutely, and many of the players who are primarily Spanish-speaking absolutely do.
And I would love to talk to Yu Darvish on the show. He speaks pretty good English.
Does.
I saw he did an interview with Pitching Ninja, and he was talking about all the different pitches, and I was like, he'd be great on our show, but I don't think he likes to do a lot of interviews in English, and I totally understand why. If anything can get mixed up, lost in translation or anything like that, that's very common. But
he also likes to make jokes, and it's sometimes harder to pick up.
Yeah.
Because he's a funny guy.
Well, you guys would be a great pair then,
but
with your jokes.
Yeah. Awkward,
the two of you just
thank you.
Firing jokes at
I
each
appreciate
other.
That.
You're welcome.
So here's what we've got coming up on the program today. As I said, first hour is kind of quiet, but we will talk about Padres. Yesterday, took on the A's. The pitching competition remains pretty even as you look at all the guys who are vying for the fifth starter's job. A lot of them have made good cases so far in spring training that they should be the guy. And yesterday it was Matt Waldron's turn to make that case, and he made a pretty good one as well. So I don't know if they're getting any clarity on this situation at all, but that's probably good news that they've got some options. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, had some big news from San Diego State yesterday as they get ready for a basketball game at Wyoming tomorrow involving Miles Byrd. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll bring back our regular features here on a Friday as well, as long as we have the time. Don't do this at 7:20, and we can play Take on Woods a little bit later. But we do have one interview at least for you at 7:35. We had a chance yesterday to sit down after the show for a good chunk of time with Nick Pivetta, new starting pitcher for the San Diego Padres. A good get to know you session.
Yeah,
for Nick, obviously the absolutely newest guy who just got here a week ago. I guess Wes Benjamin's technically the newest guy, but mostly the newest guy for the Padres. And we learned a lot about Nick and what he's going to bring to the table for the Padres.
Yeah, it was good. He's a really entertaining guy, and kind of had him laughing by the end. And, man, we just I just can't thank you guys enough for listening this week. You know, your positive feedback has kept us going, and it's been great, man. The players this year have all been so good on the air. I've listened back to a couple of them. Very, very happy with how it's gone.
One thing we haven't really gotten a chance to dive into, because we've been talking with so many of the major leaguers, is what's been going on some of the minor league fields.
Yep.
Although, I mean, some of those guys have a chance to make the roster, roles in the bullpen, guys like Bradley Rodriguez. So our friends from Mad Friars are going to stop by in the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock here in Arizona. David Jay and Clark Ferentold are going to be here, and we're going to get an update on some of the other guys in camp that we haven't had a chance to look at quite as closely at around 8:35. And then in our 9 o'clock hour, Paulie's got a rundown report, but at 9:35, there is another big story going on back in San Diego. Tomorrow, of course, is the big day, the first ever home game for San Diego FC, riding the momentum from Sunday's win over the LA Galaxy. And we're going to chat with the sporting director slash general manager of San Diego FC, Tyler Heaps, is going to be with us for a few minutes, hyping up his team's game tomorrow against St. Louis City. It's expected to be a complete sellout at Snapdragon Stadium, a record crowd, the biggest crowd for any sporting event in Snapdragon Stadium history.
More than the Seals when we played there?
Even more than the Seals when you played there. Yeah, soccer fever seems to be ramping up in the city of San Diego, California, and tomorrow's going to be a big one, so we'll talk to the GM of SDFC, Tyler Heaps, at 9:35, and then we'll wrap things up here from Peoria and back on the 8 freeway, heading back to San Diego after the show.
We'll get home just in time for rush hour, so super
Friday, that's always...
It's always the case.
It's always the case.
It is always the case, but it's been awesome, man. I've had such a great time with you guys, had such a great time with these players. Really, really, really looking forward to getting the season started. I mean, obviously, but more than I was after meeting and talking to a bunch of these dudes and hearing how everyone seems to be really in lockstep for the first time in a while, in spring training.
It's been a good spring. I mean, knock on wood, we haven't had a lot of things.
We still have a month left.
I know.
Are you insane?
Let's not go.
Are you a crazy person?
Remember what Winston Wolfe said? I can't believe this is the same car. Well, let's not go blanking each other's blanks just yet. All right, just let it breathe. We'll be all right.
We haven't seen the big top tents around here for at least a little while.
Yeah, true.
Other than the shade tent that we brought with us.
That's true.
All right, let's take a time out. We will come back. We'll talk about Padres yesterday against Athletics.
Don't say Athletics. Say the Sacramento A's.
That's what they want me to say.
Why would you give them what they want?
Rob Manfred called me and said, could you please just call them Athletics?
You know what we should do? We should call them the Oakland A's, because that's what they call the San Diego Chargers.
Formerly known as.
You can call them whatever you want. And on the scoreboard, it'll just say
Af.
Af.
Thief.
Padres and Af talk when we come back, live from the Peoria Sports Complex. And I did see like three people during that segment, so there is some activity.
They were getting the mounds ready over there.
The mounds now on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Got a question in the chat, Benny, from Guy. Guy says, headed out there next week. Clue me in on the hot spots for food and beverage, and most importantly, adult entertainment. Now, food and beverage is probably more up my alley. The adult entertainment, probably more up yours.
Hmm.
Really like Grimaldi's pizza. Yeah, we had it last night. Grimaldi's was really good. Prepare, though, Guy. It's the longest DoorDash delivery time I've ever seen, and it was about 86 minutes. Worth it, though. It's really good. It's coal-fired pizza. It's yummy.
Figured it out. You have to order
way before
you're hungry. And by the time it got there, you were like, oh, yes.
Every time we thought about getting it, whether it was this week or last month, we did, oh, that sounds good. I'm pretty hungry. Yeah, I could go for that.
Can you wait 3 hours?
2.5 hour wait. Like,
So that was really good. Benny found a place called... Shocking. I don't know what he was Googling, but he ended up finding a barbecue place. It's called Naked Q. Mm. So I don't know what you were actually Googling that popped up in your search engine, but you did find it.
It is on the way down to explicit, if you're so inclined.
It's really good.
In Glendale, near the stadium. It was very good. Here's my recommendation.
Ooh, what's the place with the meatballs?
Sicilian Butcher.
Sicilian Butcher, right, which is also good.
That's the spot.
But here's my advice. Arizona is much more prolific with chain restaurants than even California. So if you're coming over for California and there's a chain or two that we don't have back in California. For instance, this morning for breakfast, I picked you up Whataburger.
Yeah, thank
you. Which, I mean, it's not some amazing culinary experience. But
I just don't get it.
If you're hankering for something that you missed, like you live somewhere that had it, and they probably have it here, especially along Bell Road in Peoria. It's chain food heaven, and everyone has their favorite ones, so you're probably going to find what you're looking for, whether it's a Cheesecake Factory or a Texas Roadhouse. They have them all here. Now, they have those in California, but there are also chains that they don't have in California that are here as well.
They took our chilies from us in Encinitas, and I lament it at least thrice a week. Hannah and I look at each other and go, how good would some chips and salsa and some chicken crispers from Chili's be? The kids would like it. Of course, they yanked it from us. So when I come out here, I want to get the stuff that I can't get in California anymore. Guy, there's ton. If you've never been out here before.
Zin and Chili's.
Yeah, Zin and Chili's and Whataburger, and I'm set.
But right in the parking lot now, I mean, it's chain, but North Italia is good. It's now in the literal parking lot of the Peoria Sports Complex. There's a couple of new restaurants as well, Blanco and Postino.
I haven't eaten there yet.
I have not. I've had North Italia back in San Diego. They have it in the Carmel Valley, One Paseo. They have a North Italia. I've eaten there. So, I mean, you can get them in San Diego, but they have it all here, everything you can dream of.
Anything you want, man, is at your fingertips here, especially at Explicit. So check that out as well. They take good care of you in there. It's rarely has anyone there. Look, it's Peoria, Arizona, right? But the best part about being out here at spring training, obviously, is being around all the baseball, especially like all the baseball that you can hear in the background.
Guys
just ripping balls off the tee.
Yeah. Ah, the sounds of spring.
The sounds of spring, baby.
So nice.
Can't get enough.
Let's check traffic, and we will talk about yesterday's sounds of spring that did exist here in Arizona next on Ben and Woods. Well, the Padres made the long road trip, their longest road trip of the spring, all the way down to Mesa and Hohokam, home of the Sacramento Athletics. For a game yesterday, which Matt Waldron started and had the longest outing yet of any pitcher at spring training for the San Diego Padres. He was sharp, went three innings. We didn't drive all the way down. That's a really long way. But he only allowed one hit, a walk, two strikeouts. And from everything I heard, the knuckleball was dancing.
Dancing, baby.
He threw about 70% knuckleballs. That has been the focus this spring with Matt Waldron. More knuckleballs, more knuckleballs. In fact, you know, the Padres have told him they want to see at least half knuckleballs this season.
I think more, actually.
It may be more.
I mean, I think it is more.
Like I said, he's at 70% during spring training so far.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't he throw last year about 63%?
I don't think it was that high.
Was it not that
high? I think
it was
probably like 40%.
Okay.
I don't think he was even up to half knuckleballs.
Okay.
But what struck me, one of the conversations we had over the last couple of days was when Connor Joe sat down. And I think you asked him, like, you know, who's been interesting to face? One of us asked him, like, who's been interesting on this team to face on the backfields? And I'm thinking he's going to say, oh, Michael King's nasty or Dylan Cease and that velocity. I'm trying to guess. Or is Robert Suarez? No. He said, Matt Waldron, we have heard so much around the league. I haven't faced him yet, but everyone is talking about that knuckleball, and it lived up to the hype. I couldn't hit it. The catcher couldn't catch it. There was no possibility. So, you know, so far this spring, apparently, the knuckleball has been pretty locked in, pretty impressive. Now, does that give Matt Waldron, in your mind, the edge in the fight for the fifth starter's job, at least to open the season for the Padres?
I mean, the fact that they let him go three innings, the fact that they have a plan for him and he seems to be executing it, I think there's still a lot of camp left, right? And guys could separate themselves. You know, Kyle Hart could absolutely go out and separate himself. You're talking, there's a lot of guys that haven't even gotten in real game action yet. So I think the thing, you know, with yesterday that jumped off the page to me was obviously that was first and foremost. Matty Waldron going three innings, one hit, struck out two, getting a lot, you know, getting swings and misses. But I think the thing that jumped out at me was Tom Cosgrove, who's just continuing to have a rough go of it. And I don't know. I don't know what is off with Tom Cosgrove. Gave up four runs yesterday. Again, it's spring. Ruben could have told him. We have no idea. Ruben could have
said,
Tom, go out there and I want you going two-seamer sweeper. That's all I want you to
and
throw.
And he'll be like, I'm not going to be able to get those guys out with those pitches. I know,
I don't
but we want
care.
You to work
I want
on
to
those.
See yeah. the shape. I want to see, you know. So that's obviously something you have to take into account. Don't get too fired up about numbers, good or bad, like Forrest Wall hitting a home run for the second straight day. I already saw people yesterday going, maybe he competes for the left field job with Jason Hayward and Tirso and some of the other guys. Look, maybe at the end of the day, but don't get too fired up, good or bad, about spring training.
You know, Tom Cosgrove had such a good 2023 out of nowhere for the Padres, and then last season, obviously, didn't stick in the majors and was in the minors for much of the year. Sometimes relievers do that. You know, they have good year, bad year, and you hope they bounce back. Seems clear that Tom Cosgrove has been in the funky, kind of funky delivery category.
Yeah.
Alec Jacob has kind of passed Tom Cosgrove on the depth chart, I think, for the San Diego Padres. Obviously, they throw from opposite sides, but they both have weird deliveries and, you know, kind of it's almost gimmicky. I mean, yeah. not knuckleball necessarily, but a bit of a gimmicky delivery that throws off the timings of hitters. And I would think the guy who has a much better chance now of making the Padres bullpen for that role, that kind of different look role, would be Alec Jacob at this point, who's been really impressive here in camp.
Well, and if you need a lefty out of the pen, you've got Wandy Peralta. You've got Yuki Matsui. I don't think those guys are going anywhere.
No.
So it's not like
Wandy, I have no idea what to expect. Everyone, I see fans on, you know, Padres fans on social media going, you know, throw Wandy into the sea and let's just move on. He's got 3 years left on his deal.
Yep.
I know he can opt out. He didn't, obviously, because he had a bad year last year. But if you DFA him now, you're just on the hook for all three of those years, and then he can go and sign with another team. It's going to be tough to pull the plug on a veteran, experienced reliever, unless you truly think he
left-handed.
Is washed.
Left-handed.
Left-handed,
too.
Especially. Unless you truly think he is 100% washed, and then, yeah, all right, you just have to move on and wear it. Like, that was a mistake signing by A.J. Preller. My guess would be that Wandy Peralta will still have a place on this team, at least to start the 2025 season.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, I think Yuki Matsui is going to have a better year than he
I
did
too.
Last year. I really do. And I know that there's some people that are really high on him.
He didn't
out
have
here.
A terrible
he
year last year.
He did not have
year.
A terrible year. It just... It seemed like it, you know, with the home runs and things like that. It just seemed like it. So I think he's going to have a better year. Had some people out talking about him yesterday. So, yeah, man, I mean, look, so far, you know, they lost the game yesterday. Doesn't matter. A's are 4-1.
They did get runs early. I mean, it wasn't a A-team lineup
right.
that went. You know, Luis Arraez went, but it was mostly, you know, minor league type guys. But they did score their runs mostly early off the real pitchers. Luis Severino pitched two, gave up a run. Jose Leclerc gave up two of them. You know, they're both major league pitchers, at least, that the Padres got some offense off of yesterday. Ooh, the Cisco delivery truck is here to restock the Padres' dining room. Just some sort of safety feature, I'm sure, just to make sure you don't get run over.
Or I could listen to that all day.
A backup horn or something. That's nice. This is the sounds of baseball. It's sounds of spring.
I could listen to that all day in my ear as I try to do a live radio show. Listen.
Thank you for that. Padres also got scoreless innings yesterday. Robert Suarez made his spring debut,
yep.
And Jeremiah Estrada pitched a scoreless inning for the Padres yesterday. So, you know, back to Matt Waldron and, you know, how good he looked. Randy Vasquez was my pick a few days ago as the guy I thought was my favorite to get the fifth starter's job. Steven Kolek has looked great. He is definitely a guy they are considering strongly for that fifth starter's role. And as you mentioned, Kyle Hart hasn't even had a chance to pitch outside of backfield games. So, I mean, the competition remains very, very wide open. Johnny Brito pitched in relief, I mean, two innings. So they're stretching him out. I see him more still as a long man option, maybe in the bullpen, than as the fifth starter for the Padres. But he's not out. He's not out of the running. You know, he's another guy that they're still considering. And don't forget Ryan Burgert, who's yet to give up a run. Today we'll see Braden Nett make a start with is an otherwise going to be a very major league lineup tonight. You know, Mike Schilt said he's planning to put most of the regulars in for tonight's game against the Seattle Mariners, which you can hear right here on 97.3 The Fan. I believe it's a 6:40 start. I don't know if that's Mountain Time or San Diego time, but
is it not 5:40 here?
5:40, no, 6:40 here, 5:40 back in San Diego.
Wow, late.
But we will have, it's Friday night, so
yep.
We will have coverage for you of that game and Saturday and Sunday's games for you with Jesse and Tony here on 97.3 The Fan. Dylan Cease will make his Cactus League debut tomorrow.
Nice.
On the main game against the Reds, where Yu Darvish will pitch tomorrow in a B game against the White Sox, which means, kind of looking ahead,
Cease.
Probably one, no, not necessarily, but one of those two guys is going to be in line, if you kind of count it out, to likely be the opening day starter. But you can't just decide based on who's in the A game and who's in the B game. Yu Darvish may want to work on the backfield. He could very well be the opening day starter. He's done it three times before. Dylan Cease would be a logical choice. I'm not saying Michael King is out of the running, but if I was a betting man, I would say now Cease and Darvish are much heavier favorites, one of them to be the opening day starter, but I'd still put it at even money between those two.
Yeah, and I know this is one of your favorite games in spring training. Counting down, doing the logistics.
I hate it so much.
The game of, all right, let's look ahead 3 to 4 weeks to see. I know you love this game.
It doesn't really matter.
No.
As I said, after the first day, you're just all in the starting rotation.
That's it. Everyone's there.
Turn up. Fernando Tatis Jr., who, again, is...
Opening day right fielder.
Opening day right fielder. If you project it out, he stands
to be there. Based on how the schedule looks, if you look ahead, he's starting tonight in right field. That probably means he's ready.
He's expected to return to the Cactus League tonight after the battle with the flu. He talked to Kevin Acey in the UT yesterday. There was a long piece about Fernando Tatis Jr. He did. And you know what? He said something that made me think of you.
Me?
Yes. In fact, it was something we talked about actually during our Gold member stream last night. Fernando said, let him cook is what he wants.
That's it.
Just, you know, the canvas is the baseball diamond, and he is ready. He feels healthier than he has since... like maybe 2021, he's going in. He feels his swing is already in a really good place.
Yep.
And he is primed. What he believes, and not just him, but people in the organization, observers in the media, think Fernando Tatis Jr. is primed for his best season. Now, a lot can happen between now and October. We thought he's been primed before, and he gets a stress reaction in his leg. But going into this year, he really hasn't been in such a good place before. If Fernando Tatis Jr. truly can give you 155 games at mostly full health and you know, generally locked in with what he can do, do you think that he is a legitimate like MVP type player?
No question.
Right? Yeah.
Zero question.
Going to be tough to beat Shohei Ohtani if he comes back and pitches and hits 50 bombs. It's going to be tough to beat him, but I feel like if there is a player in baseball who could out-impress Shohei Ohtani, it might be Fernando with his platinum glove ability, his power. You remember, he's already led the league in home runs once.
Sure.
Even with a bad shoulder, he had 42 home runs. What could he possibly do
healthy
with a full, healthy season? Could he be a guy who, you know, 55-60, like in the Aaron Judge-type territory, if he really has an incredible year? I think he could be.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, we haven't seen the ceiling of Fernando Tatis Jr. Now, what you would never want for any of these players is to be the guy with all of that promise, with all of those hopes, with that high ceiling that just can't stay on the field. And to this point, you know, Fernando has played, you know, he's played in a lot of games before. He has. It's not like he plays 60 games a season. He is capable of putting up gaudy, ridiculous numbers when healthy. So, you know, that's my dream for him, man. That's my dream for Padres fans. Like, we deserve that. We deserve to see that, and he deserves it.
Again,
we talked about, like, Manny looks really good.
Yeah, it looks really
good. He looks really in shape. He looks like he bulked up. He talked yesterday to us about how healthy he feels. What does a fully healthy Manny Machado hitting behind a Fernando Tatis, who's also fully healthy? We've seen glimpses.
And I can hear eyes rolling in cars back home, listening on our YouTube stream, watching on our YouTube stream. This is the ultimate spring training talk. They look healthy. They're in such great shape. They're going to be locked in this year. What an incredible force and duo they're going to be. I do understand that it is a bit of a hope springs eternal, but it is also an absolutely realistic view. I mean, it would kind of be silly for us to say, yeah, Manny's going to suck this year. Tatis is going to suck this year. That's that doesn't make a lot of sense to say that right now. Well, they are in a better spot than either of them have been in recent years.
Well, it's not like you're coming in here saying, I think Brandon Lockridge is going to hit 35 bombs.
Right, exactly.
You let yourself dream on 30 bombs for Jackson Merrill. It's realistic. He was 6 away. You let yourself dream on Manny Machado for 40 bombs. Right. You know, you let yourself
Manny's going to give you 30 and 100.
30 and 100 is probably
coming.
Can
he give you 40 and 120?
He told you he wants to give you 40.
He did. He told
me. He said, I'd like to do that for you,
yeah.
Stephen Woods.
I would like him to do
40.
That for me, too.
Never done it in my career,
That'd be awesome. He'd
like to. That number is something that he wants. He wants another gold glove.
Yeah.
And he wants those things.
Joe! Hey, buddy. There's life, signs of life at the Peoria Sports Complex. You are it. Feel like giving it a massage this morning? Or I know you're not working for a while. I'll get right on the picnic table. Can you get my hammy, actually? My hammy is a little tight. Please. I got a game on Sunday.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is there to help. They're recruiting professionals, utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Well, while Woods gets rubbed down on the very uncomfortable picnic table here, we will take a quick timeout for the top of the hour. We'll come back. Some big news from San Diego State, potentially about the basketball team's future. We'll get to that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.